My next guest is Mike Morgan. I have had the pleasure to know since I was little. I have been in his studio, The Zone, many times over the years with my friend Tony Aroldi. Mike played me some outtakes of a John Lennon recording in the studio. We have talked about our love of the Beatles. The Zone is one of the top recording studios in Texas. Mike is also a musician, playing bass and guitar with many artists over the years. He has worked with Peter Rowan, Jerry Jeff Walker, Taj Mahal, and Levon Helm. He is currently playing with Rhythmic Statues. Mike, you know the Beatles' music has influenced my life. Can you tell me how it has influenced your life?
Well, Brandon, first of all, thank you for having me on your program. I really do appreciate it. We've been friends for a long time, and I really enjoy doing this with you. I know how much you love the Beatles and how much they've influenced your life, how they've influenced my life. Like so many others, I saw them on the Ed Sullivan Show when I was 12 years old. And from the moment I saw them, I don't think I've ever been the same since. They were cool. The girls loved them. Their music was great. And I said, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to be part of. I want to be part of that scene that they're doing, the scene that they had created. I remember my dad telling me, they're only going to be around for maybe 3 months before they're gone and completely forgotten about. I didn't believe that for a second. I obsessed with their music for many, many years. And I actually got a copy of Sgt. Pepper before it came out because a friend of mine worked at Kmart. And they, of course, had to stock the album before it was released. So they got it in 2 days before the release. And so I had every song on Sgt. Pepper memorized by the time anybody else heard it before it was even played on the radio.
Mike, you have recorded some amazing music in your recording studio. Can you tell me how you got the outtake of John Lennon?
A very dear friend of mine, Pat Mastalotto, gave it to me. He got it from his bandmate, Tony Levin, who he plays with in King Crimson. Tony Levin was on John Lennon and Yoko Ono's Double Fantasy. And he was actually with John Lennon in the recording studio the night that he was murdered. If you remember, John actually talks to Tony over the microphone in between one of the takes.
It's been so long since we've been apart. My feet are hurting and I start to fart. It's easy.
Hold it. That's the overdub. Yeah. Do I have to go somewhere alone? It's been so, I'll have to say alone.
You don't have to.
Yeah, I do. I have to go. Alone, then I have to start singing. Well, it's been so long, it's like that, you see. Well, maybe, I don't know.
No, you just did
somewhere
it.
Somewhere alone. Well, it's been so long. Yeah, you can get your bum on alone, you see. Somewhere alone. Bum.
Right.
Can you give me less than that? Can you just give me ba-boom? Yeah. Let's just come smashing in there. Try it. Somewhere alone. Boom. If you've got your lick, if you can give me an emphasis on the backbeat as well. Yeah, but not, don't let it ring, you know. I only like ringing from, you know, ringing guitars, but for rhythm, I just like that. Yeah, almost no notes, you know what I mean? That's it. But it's hard to do, but... Right? Okay, Tony, will you pass me that music sample? Oh, that's lovely bass. I love it. They didn't have that those days. That's the only thing they didn't have was a good bass. I'm not... There's enough room for both, you know? I mean, there's a lot of did in this. You can go in. Yeah, I love that. Well, it's beautiful. Okay, are you all on the phones? Hugh, get on the phones and you wouldn't play so fucking loud.
I can't hear, I don't have my phones on.
Well, that's true. Okay, let's just try, okay?
We're rolling.
Okay. This one's for Gene and Eddie and Elvis. And Buddy. Our life together is so precious together. We have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone. It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. I know time flies so quickly. But when I see you, darling, it's like we both are falling in love again. It'll be just like starting over. Starting over. Every day we used to make it love. Why can't we be making love nice and easy? It's time to spread our wings and fly. Don't let another day go by, my love. It'll be just like starting over. Starting over. Why don't we take off alone? Take a trip somewhere far away. We'll be together on our own again, like we used to in the early days. Well, well, darling, it's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame, I know time flies so quickly. But when I see you, darling, it's like we both are falling in love again. It'll be just like starting over. Starting over. Well, well, our life together is so precious. Together, we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere.
Do you have any other special Beatles recordings?
I do. I actually have individual tracks from Sgt. Pepper. I've got 5 songs off of that CD, and it's a lot of fun, I must say, getting to mix those songs the way I would hear them or would want to do different mixes of them. The horns, for instance, are on one track by themselves, the entire horn section. But yet, animal sounds are on a piano track, and drum sounds are on a vocal track. So it's quite interesting how George Martin actually created all of that on 4 tracks to have such an enormous sound that you hear on Sgt. Pepper.
Mike, I see that you worked with you. F.O., the British rock band. George Martin produced one of their albums, No Place to Run. Can you tell me about working with you, F.O.?
I was working with a sound and light company out of Austin, Black Star Sound and Lights. And we used to do a lot of regional tours of the South. And UFO was one of the bands that we worked with only for a couple of weeks. It was a short time. It was around the time the song Love to Love was out, around that tour, around 1977, 78, something like that. And they were a really great band. They had a lot of psychedelic influence. They had a lot of metal and hard rock influence. With that said, they also had a lot of melody. And with incorporated within their heaviness and their psychedelicness, there was also a lot of melody and everything in there. And a lot of great instruments, an instrumental work with the guitars and keyboards and rhythms and drums and stuff. They were a pleasure to work with.
What was your favorite song?
I liked several. I liked Dr. Doctor, Love to Love, Only You Can Rock Me. They had a lot of great songs.
Mike, what is your favorite Beatles song and why?
Well, Brandon, as you know, it's impossible to pick a favorite Beatles song because I love all of them and for different reasons. But I have told my family that I would like Strawberry Fields played at my funeral.
Mike, do you play any Beatles songs? If you do, can you play it for us today?
Well, as I'm sure you know, the ukulele was George Harrison's favorite instrument. And I have really gotten into playing the ukulele over the last several years. And I love playing my grandson, I Will, on the ukulele.
Who knows how long I've loved you? You know I love you still. I will wait a lonely lifetime. If you want me to, I will. If I ever saw you, I didn't catch your name. But it never really matters. I will always feel the same. I love you forever and forever. Love you with all my heart. Love you whenever we're together, love you when we're apart. And when at last I find you, your song will fill the air. Sing it loud so I can hear you. Make it easy to be near you. All the things you do, endear you to me. Find you, your song will fill the air. Sing it loud so I can hear you. Make it easy to be near you. All the things you do endear you to me. Oh, you know I will. I will.
Mike, that was very special. Thanks for sharing. Mike, have you ever met one of the Beatles? Can you tell me about it?
I met Ringo Starr when he played Aquafest in Austin in 1992. Funny thing, he forgot he even played in Austin in 1992. But he did. A friend of mine was friends with Ringo's manager at the time and got us backstage passes, and we got to meet Ringo backstage. Afterwards, we all hopped in these white Econoline vans, Ringo's manager in a van with myself and my wife Janet, and Ringo following in the van behind us. And they're on the walkie-talkie radios talking back and forth, which I thought was kind of humorous, hearing Ringo Starr come over a walkie-talkie. And we all went down to the Saxon pub. Everybody went in. We only stayed for 15 or 20 minutes, and then Ringo left. And then we left shortly afterwards. But that was a great night, a great experience.
Mike, I have never heard the story of how I met you. Can you tell me about it?
I came to a party over at your house with Tony Araldi, and you were very, very young. I don't remember if you were 6 or 7, maybe even younger than that. But what I do remember your mom telling me is that you were obsessed with the Beatles. And I thought that was kind of cool because you were so young and you had gotten into the Beatles at such a young age, because a lot of their music is quite sophisticated and you had an ear for it immediately. And I was really attracted to you about that. And I also remember you had a great smile and a great laugh. And it's encouraging to see that you still love the Beatles as much as you do. And it's really been a pleasure getting to be on this show with you, I must say, Brandon.
Mike, thank you for being on the show.